the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Slim, I guess our work's about done here.
That's right, Ranger Doug. Who were those masked men? I wanted to thank them.
I don't know. They left a silver CD, though.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Well,
let's
rise.
Yeah. Where's Woody? Yeah.
That's right, Ranger Doug and Too Slim. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and you've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, goody, goody.
What do you got for us this
week?
What
do you got for us?
What are you going to talk to us about? Teach me something, oh wise one.
Well, sometimes you need to trim a chestnut. Right.
Yeah, you just do.
Every now and then.
All right. Go, you know, let's start at the beginning. Tell some of these folks what a chestnut is.
Well, it's his thumb.
Yeah, it's his dew claw.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You know, halfway up the leg.
Yeah.
Just a fingernail.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah,
an extra appendage.
Yep, it is.
And if they scrape them off.
Yeah.
Going through timber.
Yeah.
Those need trim, too.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's kind of like jerking off a hangnail.
Right.
It hurts.
And it hurts.
I mean, if you trim it off, you're better. But if it if you jerk it off, it isn't going to get you. It hurts. But
and
okay, so trimming chestnuts.
Don't forget about the chestnut, all right?
There you go. All right, give them a little bit of information. How close can you trim these?
Well,
so on and so forth.
It comes in a layer.
It does.
Kind of like a biscuit,
yep.
Right?
Right, yeah.
You might go nip a little.
Yeah.
Test, test, test.
Yes, right.
Nip a little, test.
Because there's a quick with a dew claw
and
as
they
well.
Bleed like us
and they do bleed, you bet. Usually what I'll do is I'll look for cracks coming down that dew claw, and the closest crack to the leg, then that's where I take it off.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's actually some great information there, big feller. People forget about it.
They do, yeah.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say chestnut, dew claw, what thumb? Are you kidding me? How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We have the chestnuts trimmed down.
Yes.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Nailed it.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah, let's move on.
Keep moving.
Have some music. You betcha. Stephanie Davis is riding along with us. One of our favorites, Talking Harvest Time Blues.
Well, it starts with a catalog that comes in the mail in the middle of the winter when you've had it with those pale, thick-skinned, store-bought, sorry, hard-as-rock excuses for tomatoes with the flavor of a sock. And there on the cover sits the juicy, red, ripe, homegrown tomato you've had dancing in your head. Never mind you said last August that you'd had it up to here with the hoeing and the weeding. That's what you say every year. So you fix a cup of cocoa, sink into your favorite chair, put your feet up and you thumb through the pictures and compare. Big boys, better boys, early girls, Romas, the new disease and drought resistant hybrid from Sonoma. Then it's on to peas and carrots, lima beans and beets and kale. And you've never tried kohlrabi, say the lettuce is on sale. What's a garden without sweet corn? Better plant some marigolds. And you just read in Prevention about how garlic's good for colds. So you phone an order in that nearly melts your Visa card, then stare out at the foot of snow that blankets your backyard and visualize a garden oh so peaceful and serene until at last you close your eyes and slip into a dream about harvest time. Bushels of red ripe tomatoes. Harvest time. corn that melts in your mouth. Well, the days turn to weeks, and the next thing you know, there's a robin at the feeder, and the last patch of snow disappears by the time that a UPS truck backs up to your house, and you stand there awestruck as 47 perishable plant right-away marked boxes are unloaded on your porch as you say, "Are you sure?" "Yes, ma'am. Need your signature here." "Looks like someone's gonna have them quite a garden this year." Well, you watch him drive away, then you sink to your knees, cause you feel a little woozy. 47 boxes, please, God, I know I've got a problem, and we've had this talk before, but help me this one last time, I won't order anymore. Just then, as if in answer to your prayer, your sister's van pulls up into the driveway with Aunt Martha, Uncle Stan, two nephews, and a cousin who just stopped to say hello, but soon are sporting calluses as up and down each row. You there, warden, push them. It's a scene from Cool Hand Luke. Over there, those clods be breaking. Leave more space around that cube. See those bags of steer manure? Bring a dozen over fast. Yes, I see you have lumbago, but you'll thank me when at last it's harvest time. Show you what a real strawberry tastes like. Harvest time. Might even let you help me dig potatoes. Well, that night it starts to sprinkle, and you can't help feeling smug, cause your garden's in the ground and getting watered while you're snug underneath the covers, or at least until midnight when the temperature starts dropping, and in no time you're smack right in the middle of your garden, in your jammies, on your knees, with a headlamp and a hammer and some tarps, and geez Louise, it's cold. But you keep working till the last plant's safe from harm, and there's holes in your new jammies and bursitis in your arm. Cause by gosh, you're a gardener, right down to your muddy clogs, and even when the rabbits take your lettuce and stray dogs pee on your zucchini and a fungus coats your kale cause it's rained for 2 weeks solid, do you falter? Do you fail? Yep. You throw your hoe down, stamp your feet, and call it quits. Declare for all the gods to hear that gardening is the pits and you'll never plant another, and this one can bloody rot. And suddenly the sun breaks through the clouds, and like as not you see a couple weeds you must have missed the last go-round, and shake your head and meekly pick your hoe up off the ground, and hoe and keep on hoeing till your aromas dangle red, ripe and juicy on the vine. Sweet corn towers overhead, beans hang from their trellis, big orange pumpkins sprawl about, and you get that satisfying feeling once more when you shout, harvest time.
And the pressure cooker,
harvest time. Is a tomato.
Oh yeah, good stuff there from Stephanie Davis. She just went through all of our gardening things right from the beginning to the end. Yeah. Except we don't get the the good stuff in the end.
Yeah, we don't get to harvest
it. No, the rabbits and the gophers have eaten it and the wind have beaten it down.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
We're all just oh my gosh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Time. Good clean fun gardening, right? Yeah.
In 7,300 feet.
I'm telling, oh my heavens. That just ain't right. You know,
yeah. Well, if it's not froze, it's getting sun-beaten
yep.
To beat the band.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness sakes. Well, we are having some good, clean fun, and we talked about shooting tannerite. I just got to throw in there shooting anything.
I was just going to go there, too.
Yeah. You know, line up some targets, some clay pigeons, some whatever, go hunting.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Fill the freezer.
Uh-huh.
You know, good, clean fun.
Oh, what about voles?
Shooting voles. Man.
Man, if you can hit one of those,
you're good.
You're doing
well. Do you remember the time that you and I were trying to do in the mud daubers?
Hey, oh, yeah.
Holy cow. If you can shoot one of those.
Those are tough.
You're a good shot. I think we probably went through three or four packages of shotgun shells.
At least.
And maybe got two or three.
Maybe two birds.
Yeah. Two birds, something like that. Dirty buggers.
That's good clean fun.
That is good clean fun. Yes. You know, I made a dueling pole, and that's just a lot of fun.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. But I got to bring that out to your place.
Yes,
we need
you
to do some shooting. That is good clean fun.
Just good clean fun.
And I just recently set up a 500 yard gong.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep up with Stormy.
Well, you got a ways to go.
No, I do. We go out to Stormy's place and we shoot prairie dogs. And he's got a 1,000 yard.
He does.
We never did try it because neither you nor I could see it.
I can't see the name.
Well, and then they tell you to shoot a rock that they think's a prairie dog.
They make fun
all
of
right,
me.
Now, who's the blind one?
Yeah, make fun of the blind guy.
Make fun of the blind guy, and you're telling him to shoot a rock. All right, Stormy.
Good clean.
You betcha. All right, we need to ditch out to a cow.
Really?
Yep. But when we come back, Rodney Nelson has some good clean fun.
Clear Out West radio show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.